Started its initial public offering on Sunday, 7 weeks after crippling attacks on its oil facilities. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Saudi Arabia kick-started an initial public offering of the world's largest oil company on Sunday, 3 years after a listing of Saudi Aramco was first flagged, and just 7 weeks after crippling attacks on its oil facilities. The IPO will be split into two tranches, one each for institutional and individual investors. Sources say Aramco could offer 1 to 2% of its shares, raising as much as $20 billion to $40 billion. The company is valued by bankers and company insiders at around $1.5 trillion, 50% more than the world's most valuable listed companies, Microsoft and Apple.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Anti-government protesters in Iraq's capital have shut down key roads. Schools and government offices are also closed in Baghdad and other Iraqi cities Sunday, the start of the work week in the Muslim-majority country. The demonstrators are demanding change in the country's political system. In Beirut, thousands of people turned out Sunday to show their support for Lebanon's president. The demonstration was held near the presidential palace in southeastern Beirut. The show of support for the country's president is in direct contrast to the protests demanding a complete overhaul of Lebanon's sectarian-based politics. Tens of thousands of Islamists at a protest camp in Pakistan's capital are awaiting a deadline set by their leader calling for the prime minister to resign. Cleric Maulana Fazlur Rahman led a caravan of supporters to Islamabad last week in a bid to pressure Imran Khan to step down, calling him an illegitimate ruler. Rahman has hinted he could direct his partisans to march on the seat of parliament and force Khan's resignation. This is VOA News. A French minister says the new Brexit deal of January 31st is not negotiable and the risk of a no-deal Brexit remains. AP's Aria Shackley reports.
Minister for European Affairs Amélie de Montchalin told Europe One Radio that she's advising French companies to continue preparing for a scenario in which Britain leaves the bloc on January the 31st without a divorce deal, despite getting a three-month Brexit extension from the European Union. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson had promised to take Britain out of the EU by October 31st, with or without a deal, but the British Parliament blocked his plans. Now Britain is holding an election on the 12th of December, and Johnson hopes to get a more Brexit-friendly parliament. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Riot police stormed several malls in Hong Kong on Sunday to stop pro-democracy protests. However, violence did break out when a knife-wielding man slashed several people and bit off part of the ear of a local pro-democracy politician. Media reports say five people were injured, including two in critical condition. The White House is defending U.S. President Donald Trump's bid to get Ukraine to investigate one of his chief 2020 Democratic political rivals, former Vice President Joe Biden, saying the request did not amount to an impeachable offense. One of Mr. Trump's top aides, Kellyanne Conway, told CNN the president has done nothing to warrant impeachment. Meanwhile, on ABC's This Week, Republican Congressman Steve Scalise says House Democrats are intent on ousting President Trump.
They didn't negotiate with the White House on that resolution. Under Clinton and Nixon, there was a bipartisan negotiation to at least have fair rules. They don't want fair rules. They just want to hurt President Trump's chances to win re-election.
Democrat Elliot Engel defended the process, saying the Republicans and President Trump have the same rights as those in two previous presidential impeachments.
They have the same due process rights that we've had in the Nixon and the Clinton impeachments. You know, they can. We took depositions for several weeks. They complained about that. This week, we're releasing the transcripts of all the depositions, and everything else is going to be public.
If that full House on a simple majority vote approves articles of impeachment against Mr. Trump in the coming weeks, a trial would be held in the Republican-majority Senate, where a two-thirds vote would be needed to convict him and remove him from office. A federal judge has blocked a Trump administration rule requiring immigrants prove they will have health insurance or can pay for medical care before they get visas. Seven U.S. citizens and a nonprofit organization filed the federal lawsuit Wednesday, contending the rule would block nearly two-thirds of all prospective legal immigrants. For more on any of today's news, please visit us at voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app for news on the go. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
VOA. All the hits and more.